Hello, and welcome to Victory in Faith Now podcast program, episode 1. Welcome to Victory in Faith Now with your hosts, Reverend Philip and Kay Hughes. This is a ministry podcast show where you'll hear teachings on how to expand your faith and build your authority in Christ regarding spiritual warfare. On occasion, there will be time for you, the listener, to call in live. Our show will include testimonials, special guests, and special guest hosts. Also, with programs that will teach you the uncompromising Word of God. So, if you're looking to obtain knowledge and rock-solid teachings regarding such subjects as the occult, witchcraft, the origin of evil spirits, angels and demons, generational curses, Satan, the Holy Spirit, the power of prayer, the blood covenant, healing, faith, authority, and much, much more, then welcome to Victory in Faith Now. You can also visit our website at www.victoryinfaithnow.org. And now, here's your hosts, Reverend Philip and wife Kay Hughes.
Hello, this is Phil Hughes and my wife
Kay Hughes.
And we are here on our very first podcast of Victory in Faith Now. We welcome you. We'd like to give you a little bit of general information about ourselves, maybe a little bit about what to expect that is going to be coming up in the near future with the podcast program, and what to expect in the near future with possible guests and some other things. So we're just going to kind of lay out a few things, and also want to let you know that if you didn't get the web address, it is www.victoryinfaithnow.org. And you can go to our different pages we have there. There's About Us, and you can read a little bit about us and find out a little bit about what we're doing and the things like that that are going on. And also there's a little bit about, we haven't got a blog yet, but we're going to be putting a blog in. And let's see, what else are we adding? Some photos. Oh, we haven't got our logo yet. The page is still a little bit raw, so if you happen to get there and it looks great, then that means we finished it. But if you haven't, then you just need to know that that's what we're doing. We're just kind of putting it together. So, anyway, with that said, there is what is it called? Contact page? Contact page. You know, where you go up the top and you have your menu. And so you can contact us by sending us an email, and our email address, if you just want to email us and you hear about this and haven't got a chance to get to the web page itself or on our website, excuse me, we can give that to you right now, too. It's P, that's my first initial, and then a dot, and then my wife's name, her first name, K. So it's p.k@victoryinfaithnow.org. And you can go ahead and just, send that in and put a remark in there. We will contact you back as soon as possible, hopefully fairly soon. And that'll give you a chance to kind of, start communicating a little bit with us. And there'll be a place in there where you can leave comments, and we hope that you give us a 5-star rating on the iTunes. And this will be a little bit shorter, probably, program than typically we have, because of the fact that we are going to be doing more of a some more in-depth type of programs. And so this is really going to be just more of an intro to kind of give you an idea about what we're planning on doing, some of the things that we're going to be expected to do, and some of the guests maybe, or types of guests that we're going to be bringing in, and various things like that. So that's kind of a roundabout way. So we'll get into some of this and kind of give you an idea a little bit more. Okay.
Hey, everybody. This is Kay Hughes. I'm Reverend Philip Hughes' wife. And I'm really excited to have all of you in the listening audience come to know us. And for those of you that are saved, I think you're going to find it very beneficial. And those of you that aren't, that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, hopefully this podcast program will help you to get there. We will take multiple questions, anything we can do to help you grow in your Christian faith or introduce you to Christ and say the sinner's prayer. In addition to what our main theme is, which is spiritual warfare, don't be fooled. The devil is not a little red man with horns and a pitchfork. He is a real enemy out to get your soul for eternity. That's a very scary thing, and if you think that it's not true, it is. So having said that, I look forward to doing the shows that are forthcoming with my husband and teaching you the gospel, what the true, uncompromised Word of God says, so that you'll grow in faith and in victory in your life, defeating the enemy as you go along, worshiping and praising the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what this is all about, is Him.
Amen.
This is His show. We're just the vessels that He's using to bring it to you. So having said that, I'll turn it back over to my husband, and we hope to see you again soon on the program. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Well, she's doing real good in this, and we just want to let everybody know that, she's not joking when she's talking about the enemy. You know, the enemy is very, very, very much of a liar.
He's cunning.
Conniving. Is that a new word?
He's cunning.
He's cunning.
Yes.
And so, anyway, what we want to do is, to expose him. The Bible talks about, actually, in Ephesians 5:6. Yes, I think it is 5:6. It says that we are to expose the enemy. And that word expose, or I guess it's kind of a roundabout way of saying it, is to let people know or to bring about the fact that he is a liar.
Yes.
That he will try to trick you. He will try to speak to your mind.
Yes.
You know, and there's going to be some things you're going to learn. We hope, anyway, that you're going to learn. And I'll tell you, one of the things is that we want to expose him in such a way that you learn some of the tricks of the trade that he tries to do.
Yes.
Because he speaks to the mind, and when you pray, if you're praying to God or you're praying to Jesus or you're going through the Holy Spirit, maybe you're speaking in tongues, it really makes no difference. But if you're doing it in yourself, within yourself, in your mind, in other words, that no one, let's say, even that's sitting around you even hears you. God knows. He hears you. But you see, the thing about it is that the devil, the Satan, the one that was known as Lucifer, he can't hear you. Not while you're doing it, because if in your mind. Now, if you speak out, he can hear that. And the reason is that simply because he is a spirit. Now, yes, God's a spirit, but God is omnipotent. In other words, he can be anywhere, all the time, everywhere, where Satan can't. And because of that, that's why he has what is called fallen angels that have come with him.
Yes.
They're demons. They're ghouls. They're spiritual forces. They're spiritual wickedness. They're principalities and powers, just as it talks about in Ephesians 6 when it talks about from about 10 until about 17 in that chapter and verse when it talks about putting on the whole armor. It tells us who our enemy really is. So this is important that you know this, that when you pray and you bind him or you cast him out or you talk about having put him down, in other words, and stop him in his tracks with a name, which is above every name, which is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And because the blood has power in it. So when you mention the blood or the name of Jesus, he trembles in his feet because of he knows that that is something that he can't, he has no control over. And he already knows he's defeated,
yes,
but he's too ignorant to stop. Now, the war has been won. But the battle will continue. And the reason is because he wants to make things look bad as possible for God. He's upset with Jesus. And so, therefore, he's going to do everything he can to make your life as miserable as possible. But Jesus left us with the power and authority in his name and in the blood. He left it with his disciples and he left it with us. That anybody who has believing in Jesus, anybody who is a follower of Christ, he said, the works I do, you shall do also, and greater works than these shall you do. Now, he also said, this power that I leave with you. He said that those who believe in me, the works I do. So therefore, if you're a believer, that makes you part of the family. And that gives you the authority and the power, because he said, those who believe in me. So if you're a believer, you've got that power and authority. If you're not a believer, then you need to be. And that's where we might come into to help you find the Lord if you've never known him. And those of you who may have wandered off and drifted, we're going to try to see if we can't bring you back to where you are in the family again. And, you know, sometimes you can see family members or friends or people like that that you know that you really like a lot, but they just haven't been around much. And you get to a point where sometime all of a sudden they show up and there's a great reunion. Everybody enjoys each other again. And that's the same thing. Sometimes we wander off as children of God, and though he's our father, sometimes it's nice to be able to come back home and know that we got welcome arms open for us, because he is got grace, and he's more than happy to help you out and give you all the things that you need.
Amen.
And he's there to forgive you and to comfort you, wrap his arms around you, show you the love you really desire and need. So, anyway, with all that said, I'm rambling on and sound like I'm preaching, and I'm not really trying to do that. So, anyway, I'm going to let my wife here take a little bit, tell you a few things that she's planning on also doing. Now, even though we are co-hosting this together, sometimes I'll host one by myself, and occasionally she may host one also by herself, even though I may be in the studio with her. But, you know, the majority of the show would probably be her, because she's got some things that she wants to teach as well. So anyway, I'll let my wife speak here.
Yes, just as my husband said, the enemy is a liar. He's the deceiver. He's the great deceiver. In fact, Jesus called him a liar and told him he was a liar from the very beginning. See, he got jealous of God. He was God's most beautiful angel. He was an angel of worship. And he decided one day that he was going to become God. He was going to be greater than God so that we would worship him. And God said, oh, no, you're not. If you want to be a god, you be the god of this world, which is earth. That's why he has access to your mind. And if you can picture an enemy of yours with a bow and arrow, with a sharp arrow on the end of it, and he draws it back and he shoots it, that's what the enemy does to your mind when he tells you a lie. Someone doesn't like you. You're going to be sick. You know, whatever the lie may be, he's an expert at lying because he's been doing it for so long. It's the same old tricks over and over and over again. So just remember, as you're going into this with us, that we're going to teach you who he is, what he does, how he operates, and then more importantly, how to defeat him. As well, I will be teaching probably more interest to the ladies on submission to your husband. I know that's a bad word. Most women don't like to hear the word submission because they hear the word doormat. That is nothing farther from the truth than that. You are not a doormat. You're created equal with your husband. You are to be a co-helper, a co-exister with him, just as I am in this program with my husband. He's not bigger than me in this show. I'm not bigger than him. We co-equally work together, and we work in harmony with the Holy Spirit that God has given us. So we're really excited, kind of pumped up tonight. We both are kind of rambling on, and the fact is that we're really excited about this show, and we hope to gain a lot of listening audience very soon, because if we help you, then we glorify God all the more. So we're very, very excited about you becoming part of our listening audience. You can call in with questions. You can email us. You can visit our website, as my husband said. And we will be more than happy to answer any questions, any inquiries, and don't be embarrassed to ask. You know what? My husband and I, at one time, we didn't know anything either. So no question is a dumb question if you don't know the answer. So please feel comfortable, relaxed when you call in or have a comment, because we want to really help you. That is the desire of our hearts. My husband and I have both been through a lot. We've been attacked by the enemy. We know his antics. We know how to defeat him. And that's what we're set out to teach you. So having said that, I will turn it back over to my husband. But just keep in mind that he is an enemy. He's great in power. But greater is he that's in you, which is Jesus Christ, than he that's in the world, which is the devil.
Amen. Okay, so now listen, the other thing is that you need to know, there's a couple of things you need to know, really. One is that we are going to be we're going to be doing some things here for you. Also, we're going to be putting together a Facebook activity here, and so that way you'll be able to follow us on Facebook. That's coming about real soon. Actually, we'll have the logo and everything also for Facebook put on the website as soon as we're completed with it. We're also going to have a location in there where if you feel led to help support our ministry, you can pay through PayPal. We'd like to make sure that everything is up in front. That way you don't have to worry about any of your money going to some scam thing or whatever. You know, that's partly why we have a .org, is because we have a ministry that is accountable. We try to do everything in excellent according to the way it's supposed to be done by God. He laid out the plan. We're just trying to follow it. He made us managers to his ministry. So we just try to do the best we can with what we got to work with. And it does cost money to keep these things going. There's equipment to purchase and things of that nature that we have to consistently do some stuff with. And the website is expense that it takes to put that together. And, you know, the logo that we had designed and, you know, just a variety of different things. Even sometimes just basic office material stuff.
There's a lot to it.
Printed material, things like that for our printer and stuff. So, you know, we want to bring everything to you. There's no cost to this program. It's absolutely free.
Yes, it is.
We do plan on eventually getting into some YouTube video for you as well on some different things as we get into our programs. One other thing is we also want to do, and that would be to let you know that we do want you to go to our page. If you get on the web page, and you can email us, like I said, or if you want to do a PayPal, we're going to have a spot there where you can click on it. It'll have an amount, and you can give whatever you feel led to give. You know, you can give anywhere from $1 to $100,000. That's fine. We don't care. You just give whatever you feel led by God to do.
And we greatly appreciate it very much.
If you'll leave us an email address where we can get back with you, we'll make sure that you get a tax return deduction on that for your 1099 or whatever it is at the end of the year. So the other thing too is, I said Facebook. So yeah, we'll be on Facebook also, and I think we're going to be setting up something with Twitter.
Yes.
But in the meantime, we're also going to have a blog. We're going to have some photos on that occasionally. We'll be changing those around.
Yes.
And we'll be listing a spot on there where you'll be able to go to our archives, and this show, along with all of the other shows that are coming up, will be in there, and you'll be able to go in and click on that and be able to listen to a podcast or a program, or maybe tell a friend, like, say, hey, man, you know, you should have heard that program. They were talking about demons and what they do and what they don't do, and, man, it's too bad I couldn't have recorded it. Well, you don't have to worry about that, because it'll be on the archives. They can go in there, just give them the website, and they'll pull it up, and they can listen to it as well. Okay?
Don't forget to mention, honey, that we're going to have guest speakers on here that will range from varied subjects. A dentist may come and give his testimony and how he got into dentistry. All different kinds of things, all different subjects. It's not just spiritual warfare.
True.
It's going to be a talk show, basically, with victory and faith in Jesus Christ as the main force and focus. But we will have guest speakers, and we're very excited about that. So make sure you stay tuned and, you know, for what's coming up in the future, near future, on our broadcast, because it's going to be really, really exciting. And I'm just boot scooting here in Texas, ready to get started with this. I'm just very excited.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, Kay has known the Lord for more than 40 years, is a, you know, spirit-filled Christian, and we, myself also, I mean, both of us have had over 40 years in, you know, as a Christian and in ministry, and so, you know, we've been around a little while, so I think we have a little bit of integrity to be able to minister and teach and preach to people.
Yes.
Except that we won't be doing much preaching.
Yes.
99.9% of our stuff is all teaching.
Yes.
Which is a little different, and it's a lot more interesting, really. Because we want you to know that we do minister the uncompromised Word of God.
Yes.
And so there, because of that, we want to make sure that everybody is aware of the fact that we will be ministering on a variety of different subjects. There will be a ton of things from the occult, witchcraft, demons, angels, the blood covenant, one of the things that we're going to be speaking on,
yes.
The power of the blood
yes.
itself.
Yes, yes, amen.
Jesus, some of the things that took place in Genesis that maybe a lot of people are not aware of.
Yes.
Things that are going to give it. So it'll be basically everything from, you know, we'll have subject matters that we'll be coming up with throughout the Bible, but a lot of things that a lot of people really didn't, you know, have a lot of information or knowledge on.
Yes, and I also want to add, too, that I think that my husband will probably do the majority of the teaching. I will be here with each and every show, of course, and as you said before, I'll be doing some. But we want you to get involved. You know, call in with your questions. Email us. And we're just very, very excited that you're going to become a part of this show, because we consider you a part of our program and a part of our show. It's not just about us. It's about Jesus Christ. He is very, very precious to me. I've never loved anything in my whole life as much as I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He has never failed me. He's never disappointed me. He's never hurt me. He's never let me down. Nobody will do you like Jesus. And that is a promise from the Word of God. And I'm so grateful for His Word. And I'm so grateful for the blood He shed on the cross to remove our sins and to save us from eternal damnation with the enemy. So, as my husband said, we're going to have many, many topics on demonology, angels, the fall of Satan, his rebellion, what happened in the Garden of Eden, in case most of you don't know or some of you don't know. Maybe you don't even know, you know, what started sin. Where did sin come from? So just a lot of, I mean, I could go on and on and on and take an hour of your time, but I won't do that because it's just so interesting. There's just so many subjects available that we're going to cover. And a lot of it will be based on your call-ins and the questions that you have. So we really cherish your feedback. And we want you to feel welcome anytime.
Yeah, you know, she mentioned that we were talking about call-ins. Now, at the start of our programming, probably for the several, I don't know, maybe a few months, we will just be doing the podcasting,
yes.
And it'll probably be pre-recorded and set up so that it can be listened to on Stitcher, or
yes.
it can be listened to on iTunes, etc., you know, on an MP3 programming, so that way you'll be able to go in with your iPad or your iPhone or Android or whatever it is that you have, or if you're, you know, got Sirius on your vehicle in some of the newer cars,
yes.
you can listen to it, you know, that way. You don't have to listen to the AM, FM. So that way you'll be able to hear it. Because this
right.
is going to go global. But, yeah, we will be having call-ins, special call-in program later on, and that will probably be a little bit more live.
Yes.
Although we may record some of those and play it, like, the next following day or
yes.
something like that.
Yes.
But anyway, that, we're having some special guests coming in, maybe some other ministers that are dealing along the same area of ministry that we are, that might be coming in as either one, a co-host, or two, just as a guest that we can interview.
Yes.
So we're excited about some of the things that are going to be happening in our ministry and on this podcast, Victory in Faith Now. And the reason we say Victory in Faith Now, it's because God is a now God.
Yes.
In Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is.
Yes.
The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
Now. It's because He is a now God. Everything He does is now. When He spoke the world into existence, He spoke them now.
Yes.
And they took immediate place.
And he's already in your tomorrow. You don't have to wait till tomorrow to find out about God. He's already there. He's already ahead of you. He's already at the end of your life, as a matter of fact. Not to be depressing, but as my husband said, you know, Hebrews says that faith is God is a now God, and faith is now.
Right.
It's not yesterday. It's tomorrow and from now on. And you need to exercise that faith because it's important. And realize that God is a now, N-O-W, right now as I'm talking to you. God is a now God.
Yeah, so we just want you to enjoy our program. This is a new podcast. It's a brand new subject matter. A lot of people, even a lot of ministers, are really not interested too much in dealing on areas
yes.
of spiritual warfare. And I think a lot of the reason for that is simply because they really don't. And this isn't saying anything bad, so
no,
don't, I'm not saying
no,
anything.
No.
But typically, they don't like to get into it because, number one, they really don't know a lot about
right.
it. And because they don't know a lot about it, it's only common sense. You don't want to talk about something that you really don't know a lot about.
Yes, honey. And I think a lot of times pastors, they're hesitant to preach on it because they're afraid or scared that their congregation will get scared. You mentioned demons. It's like, ooh.
Yeah, right.
And that's not
right.
true because right. there's victory in Christ.
Right, exactly. And there's a lot of pastors out there, believe it or not, and maybe some of you who are listening right now who are one of those that say, demons, angels, come on. You know.
Oh, they're real.
And they may not even believe in the fact that there's a Jesus, and that's fine. That's your personal prerogative.
Yes, yes.
But just, you know, our whole concept here is listen to what we have to say.
Yes.
We're not trying to personally sway you.
No.
Make you make a decision.
We're not going to shove it down your throat.
Try to create fear in you that cause you to make a decision. This is something that I think if you just listen to what we've got to say and follow us for a while and hear what we've got
yes.
some of our messages, I think you're going to find
yes.
that you're going to learn some things. And if nothing else, that's the most important thing is that
most
you learn
definitely,
something.
Most definitely, yes.
And that way you can work with against the enemy yourself.
Yes.
But anyway, I know we're rambling still a little bit, but you know, and we're getting close to
we're just excited,
our,
honey.
Our time, yeah, our time is getting a little short here. So what we're going to do because of this is we're just going to take a couple seconds. We're not going to go real long into this, and just simply say a real simple prayer, not only for the ministry, but for you out there who are listening
yes.
too.
Yes.
So. Father, I'll let my wife finish it too. So, Father, right now we just ask that every ear that is open, everyone that can hear what we've got to say, let them just go forth with an open mind, an open heart, and an open spirit, and just minister to them in a spiritual way, in such a way that it affects their emotions, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so, Father, we just thank you for that. We honor you that there is no weapon formed against them or us that can come against our ministry or against them. And so, Father, we just thank you. We ask that if those of you out there who may or may not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you know, I know you can't come to us right this moment and call us on the phone or something and say, you know, hey, I want to dedicate my life, or I'd like to rededicate my life. I've kind of slipped away from, you know, walking with the Lord. That's fine, but go to our website
yes.
and email us and let us know, and we're more than happy to share that with you know, with the people. We don't necessarily need to give your name or any of that kind of stuff for embarrassment purposes, but nothing to be ashamed of. But you know, some people just don't like that, and that's fine. That's your prerogative and your right. But we can at least tell somebody on the air, the next program, that, well, we had two people or three people or four people or 100 people come to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good witness. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, also, don't forget to go to our website at www.victoryinfaithnow.org. And when you do get in there, like I said, if you get over into our menu area, go to the contact page and give us an email. Send us out a little bit of info or whatever. And like I said, eventually we'll have our PayPal thing set up in there. So if you feel led to give, that's fine too. Okay? I'll let my wife finish here.
Hey, guys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure to come to you tonight and speak to you on our first show. We're so excited about it. I can hardly sit still. I'm so excited because it's going to bring freedom to you, to your household, to your children, to your friends. It's just endless because God is sitting anxiously waiting for you to say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. So I ask, Lord Jesus, right now, Holy Spirit, go ahead of this program, Father God, and break up the fallow ground of their hearts, of the listeners, so that you can plant good seed where you've hollowed up the ground, and that seed will take root, and someone else will come along and water it, maybe my husband, maybe a guest speaker, and you'll begin to grow. You'll be amazed at how fast you'll grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the growth is really up to Him. And it's His desire that you grow and be free. That's the name of the game with the Lord Jesus Christ, is freedom. He said, you shall know the truth. What's the truth? The Word of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. What a great statement. What a great scripture from the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just pray that, Lord, with all of my heart, that you would go ahead of our program and work in the hearts of the people, gather them from the four corners of the earth, and bring them to our podcast that they can listen to and grow in faith. In Jesus' name, I pray it, and I bless you. Amen.
Amen. That's great. Boy, I'm telling you right now, we're looking forward to you coming in and getting back with us and kind of filling us in. Kind of like I said, you know, just when you get into iTunes, if you like what you hear, give us a 4 or 5 star rating. That helps us build our reputation with
yes.
the with iTunes, and kind of puts us up towards the closer to the top of the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Again, pretty much that's about it for right now. I'm going to let you know that we will be giving you a little bit of information here in a couple of minutes as soon as we finish up with the closing of our outro that you'll be hearing, and we'll let you know what the title and the subject matter of our next show, which will be coming up. This is the 6th, so we will have this one out. And then on the 8th, which will be Wednesday, you'll have the next show.
Yes.
And then on Friday, because June is when we start this, and so the 6th will be our first one, and then the 8th, and then on the 10th.
Yes.
That's what it is. So, anyway.
Monday, well, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yes, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then after that, we'll begin to eventually start looking at 5 days.
Yes, as the Lord leads us.
Which will be Monday through Friday. But, again, that's a little bit farther down.
Yes.
We haven't gotten there yet. So, glory to God, we just want to tell you that we appreciated you
yes.
listening to our podcast. And, again, welcome to Victory in
yes.
Faith Now.
We love you all with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't know you, but we don't have to know you to love you. Jesus sent His disciples out to preach the gospel and to love everyone. So we love you already, and we look forward to talking with you.
Okay, and with that, we'll go into our intro, and I'll come back in a couple of minutes and let you know what the name and what our subject matter is going to be.
Yes.
God bless.
God bless you.
We thank you for the time you've spent with us on this episode of Victory in Faith Now. Our desire is to honor God by promoting victory in your life, by teaching that all can be healed according to the word of faith. Also, by reaching out to the world, to all in need of Jesus Christ. Reverend Phil and Kay Hughes seek for you a deeper spiritual walk of faith, power and authority for all who know Jesus as Lord, and salvation for all those who don't. May God's very best be yours. Now, a closing comment from your hosts, Reverend Phil and his wife, Kay Hughes.
Well, with that ending our first show on June the 6th, we just want to make sure that we understand that we will be doing these on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so we hope that you enjoyed this program. Our next one will be on Wednesday, and that will be on the 8th. And the title on that new show is going to be on the 8th, God of This World. A lot of us probably know who that is, and those of us that don't, we're talking about Lucifer who fell and became Satan. We'll talk a little bit about the sin and the death that comes with it. It's going to be an interesting situation. We'll probably take a little bit out of some stuff from Genesis, obviously, and go from there. So, again, we want to thank all of you and have a blessed few days. And look forward to seeing you again on Wednesday. So, with that, we just want to say God bless you. And remember, keep the faith. And remember, Hebrews 11:1. Thank you. And God bless. Bye-bye.